dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life given to us. Be that we're exalted in the name of Jesus. We come just as we are before the throne of mercy, pleading for mercy over each and every of our sins and iniquities before you, Lord. Father, please have mercy, forgive us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we apply for grace and capacity to place you in all our ways. As we set out this day, please go ahead of us, lead us, guide us. Other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertakings we commit to your able care, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter number 14. I will first read verse 1 to 4, then jump to verse number 26 to 29. God bless you as we follow the readings. Numbers chapter number 14, verse 1 to 4. I read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as we follow the readings. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. And wherefore has the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make captain and let us return into Egypt. Verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmured against me? I have heard their murmurings. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all
that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. This morning, I want to talk on new topic, which I call reporting and not murmuring. Reporting and not murmuring. What do I mean by reporting and not murmuring? To start with, according to, you know, dictionary meaning of the two words, both reporting and murmuring. You see, the reporting dictionary, the meaning of the reporting is, it is to give a spoken or a written account of something that one has observed, heard, done, or investigated, giving details account either in a spoken format or in a written format. Account, details account of what you have seen with your eyes. That is what you have observed, or what you heard, or what you have done, or what you have investigated by yourself. Another one says, it is to present oneself formally as having arrived at a particular place or as ready to do something. Having arrived at a particular place. That is reporting. You see, in our journey in life, we are steward in this world, no matter what, no matter whom you are. We have somebody we must give account to, details of whatever we encountered in the course of our stewardship. We must give report back to him. Let's look at what murmuring says. The dictionary meaning of murmuring is, says that it is a low or indistinct, continuous sound. Thus, indistinct, that something that is not clear. You can't even grasp what is actually saying. Murmuring. Indistinct, continuous sound. You just know that something is sandy. You can hear some sounds. You can hear some sound, but you don't know. So another one says, it is a subdued or private expression of discontent or dissatisfaction. Or may I simply say, it is a protest. In another form, it's a protest. Yes. A way of expressing dissatisfaction. But I just want to talk in context of these two words. I want to talk on these two words in context of Christianity. We, as children of the living God, we have no reason to murmur. We have no reason to murmur at all. Murmuring against God is a sin. It is a sin. Look at it here. The children of Israel actually thought they were murmuring against Moses and against Aaron. But in the actual sense of it, God sees you murmuring against your leader as directly murmuring against him. Rebellious against your leaders, is a rebellious against God. The Bible says there is no any authority that has not the hand of God in it. It is the authority, no matter how, either wicked leader or whatever, the one we want, the one we don't want. It is because God permitted. That is the reason why they are leading us. We have no right to murmur, but we have every right to report. We can report. Look at that meaning of report. He said that giving, you know, details, giving account, either in spoken format on a written format, spoken format. We tell God, this is what is happening. Where you sent me, this is what is happening. What you have me to do, this is what is happening. Reporting at all times. Reporting. You see, as like I said, as steward, situation reports of our, you know, stewardship should, you know, be our constant attitude. Should be our attitude constantly. We should constantly, you know, get it back to him. Does that mean that God didn't see what is happening? Not at all. It doesn't mean. It only means that we cannot help ourselves. It only means that we rely on him and him alone. It's only, you know, showing our total trust in his direction, in his instructions, in his help. That is what it is. It says. As a matter of fact, God actually wants us to report all things, all reports. He wants us to always give report back to him. What do I mean by that? He wants us to always tell him everything about us, even from before the start of anything. Your plans. He wants us to tell him about our plans. He wants us to tell him about the first step we want to take. He wants us to tell him that we are taking the step already. He wants us to tell him what obstacle or challenges or difficulty or problem we are facing as we, you know, as we are executing our stewardship here on earth. He wants us to always keep him posted. Always keep him posted. That is the reason why, God willing, maybe I will take that place as our test tomorrow. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, men ought always to pray and not to faint. May I say it this way? Men always to report and not to murmur. That is exactly that place. That is another interpretation you can give to it. Report back to him what is actually happening. Give him the situation report and wait for the next instruction. Just as militaries, you see, when they are in battlefront, as they are fighting, the commander, no matter how, the radio must be by his side. That will be one of the, you know, the details that will always carry the communication. As he's firing, he's reporting to the superior. Situation report. Then from the situation room, they too are monitoring what is going on. Okay, do this. Okay, we need the reinforcement. Okay, this and that. Okay, we are out of, you know, weapons. All this and that. They give constant situation report. And as a matter of fact, the moment the superiors from the control room cannot hear situation report, they know that the battle has turned against them. Definitely. So, unless something terrible happens and the communication line cut off, they continue like that, giving the situation report of what is going on. And from the control room, that is the amazing thing of it. In most cases, from the control room, they will be giving them instruction what to do, and they will be doing it in the field there physically, and it will be happening. If this can happen to human being, ordinary human being like you and I, that cannot see what is in our in our 5-3 minutes away now. Because as I'm talking here, anything can still happen in the next 5-3 minutes. You can hear that I am passed on into glory. Yes, which I cannot even see now. That is the truth. Anything can happen to you within the next 5 minutes. But what about God that has seen the end even before the beginning began? What about him? Why is it so difficult that we can't give report back to God? We rather, you know, murmured against him. God doesn't want us to murmur. He hates murmuring with all passion. We don't need to murmur for any reason, but giving him the situation report, our failures, our woes, our, you know, our successes. He wants us to give the details, everything back to him. Don't forget, that was what he was looking for when he came into the garden at the cool of the day. And he called on Adam, "Where are you?" Does that mean God didn't see what has happened? God definitely knew what has transpired. But yet, he wants Adam to come and give the report. If Adam has came out openly the way they were, naked, without any... "God, we are very sorry, sir. This is us. This is what we have done. Have you..." "Yes, sir. Have you..." "Yes, sir. Have you..." "Yes, sir. Everything..." "Yes, sir. No comment. No defense." But Adam rather build up muster courage and build up a defense line against God, which supposed not to be at all. Reporting and not murmuring. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. What is that situation in your life that has been taking secret tears? You know that tears you are shedding will never help you an inch. Will never move anything. Will never move anything. Talk to God about it in 2-3 minutes. Tell him about it this morning. Tell him that, "Lord, I am sorry to have been murmuring against you." Tell him that, "Lord, I'm sorry to have not been, you know, carry you along, keep you posted all this while. Forgive me this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen." God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails. JohnsonIoJulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is AYO. Or JohnsonJulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines. +233-202-749-915. Or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.